NBC's Chuck Todd lets Jerry Nadler spread fake news about Don Jr.'s Trump Tower meeting. By Penny Starr on April 22, 2019. The Mueller report cleared President Donald Trump and everyone associated with his 2016 campaign of any collusion with Russia. However, on Sunday, Representative Gerald Nadler, DNY, attacked Donald Trump Jr. during NBC's Meet the Press. New York Representative Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, falsely claimed in an interview on Sunday that Donald Trump Jr. was offered stolen information in the infamous meeting at Trump Tower in June 2016, the Daily Caller reported. "I do not understand why he didn't charge Don Jr. and others in that famous meeting with criminal conspiracy," Nadler said, referring to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who led the investigation. "They entered into a meeting of the minds to attend a meeting to get stolen material on Hillary. They went to the meeting. That's conspiracy right there," Nadler said. Despite that claim, Trump Jr. was not offered stolen material before accepting the June 9, 2016 meeting, the Daily Caller reported. And Meet the Press host Chuck Todd did not correct Nadler when he made the false statement, the Daily Caller reported. Trump Jr. accepted the meeting after a music publicist named Rob Goldstone emailed him on June 3, 2016 saying that a Russian attorney wanted to meet with the campaign to provide information about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's possible ties to Russia. Goldstone said that the lawyer offered to provide the Trump campaign with some official documents and information that would incriminate Hillary in her dealings with Russia. But nowhere did Goldstone claim that the information about Clinton was stolen. It was later revealed that information contained in a memo that the lawyer, Natalia Veselnitskaya, took into the meeting was compiled by Fusion GPS, the opposition research firm that was hired by the DNC and Clinton campaign to investigate Donald Trump. Mueller's report reveals that the meeting was investigated and that most of the participants in it were interviewed, but nothing was uncovered. Although damaging opposition research is surely valuable to a campaign, it appears that the information ultimately delivered in the meeting was not valuable, the report said. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.